So read Luke 6 before you listen to the sermon.
Yeah, we're
in the Gospel of Luke.
We are
basically going to the life of Jesus, what he has done, what he has said.
And
today we're going to talk about two things.
We're
going to shortly talk about Jesus calling his apostles.
And
we're going to make a start with the sermon in the plain. Not the sermon on the mount, but the sermon in the plain.
In an
area which is flat and with little trees and things like that.
Okay.
Let's start reading in Luke 6 and read 12 till 16. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles: Simon, whom he also named Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James, and John, Philip, and Bartholomew, Matthew, and Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, called Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James, and Judas Iscariot, which also was the traitor.
یعقوب یوحنا و فیلیپوس و برتولوما متا و توما یعقوب پسر حلفی و شمعون معروف به قیود یهودا برادر یعقوب و یهودا اسخریوتی که تسلیم کننده وی بود.
Yep, so I just want to point some things out in regards to Jesus calling the 12 apostles. And the first thing is that we see Jesus is praying. And of course, we see Jesus praying a lot in the Bible.
But
specifically for this important event, he's praying all night. Yeah, because he's going to pick out those who are going to continue the work when he leaves.
These are
the people he's going to choose, that he's going to entrust the gospel with, that are supposed to head up spreading the gospel throughout the world. So we see Jesus praying for these things,
like
we should be praying if we are planning to do important things. So we are prepared. Taking these decisions with God. So we have different groups that are around Jesus.
You
have the multitudes. And of course they came mainly to just listen to what Jesus was.
And heard
he could heal, so they came for healing.
But then you also
had a group of disciples here. Yeah, from which eventually he will choose 12.
Yeah.
So we had a bigger group, more than 12, around him that were actually following him. Yeah, that were being discipled by Jesus. Yeah, and 12 would be the chosen ones that he calls apostles here. Yeah. So you had Peter, mentioned in the list. And every time, because in more places you will have this list, you will find the list of Matthew, also Mark. Every time you find Peter to be the first one, and that's because he's of course the leader.
Yeah.
He is the one that stood up at the day of Pentecost, for example. He spoke out. Yeah, then you had this inner circle, let me know. They were closer to Jesus than others. Like you had, for example, James, John, Peter, who went up to the Mount of Transfiguration. John is called the disciple that Jesus loved.
Was
next to Jesus at the Last Supper. And of course, every time at the last, you have Judas.
Just to
be clear, there are more than 12 apostles.
بیشتر از 12 تا رسول
ایسا. It's hard to say how many exactly
سخته که بدونیم ایسا چند تا داشته شاگرد.
But we know for sure it's more than 12.
اما میدونیم که بیشتر از 12 تا.
How do we know?
از کجا میدونیم که بیشتر از 12 تا بودن؟
With guys like Barnabas.
Barnabas نام برده شده.
Apollos.
Apollos.
James, the brother of the Lord.
پسر برادر خود خداوند.
And they're being called apostles.
و اونها هم رسول خداوند.
And there's more of them of them that are called apostles. خیلی بیشتر از اون گروه
بوده که اونها هم نام رسول بهشون داده.
Had the 70
70 نفر رو داشتیم
that Jesus sent out
عیسی مسیح بیرون فرستاد
and they could be included as well
we don't know for sure کنار میتونست باشه ما مطمئن نیستیم
it doesn't matter so much
مهم نیست که چه اتفاقی
but we do know there are 12 chief main apostles
میدونیم که یک رئیس اصلی 12 تا رسول اصلی بوده 12 تا مهمشون بوده
the last thing I just want to bring up in regards to these 12 apostles
در مورد 12 تا رسول عیسی مسیح
that there's a discussion about who's the 12th?
همیشه میگن دوازدهمی کی بودش؟
Because we know Judas.
میدونیم که یهودا شاگرد خوبی نبود و عیسی رو لو داد. پس اون دوازدهمی کی بوده؟
He killed himself.
خود یهودا خودکشی کرد و زندگی خودش ازش گرفت و بعد از این کاری که برای عیسی کرد.
But we do know that it was 12.
یه دوازدهمی رسول دیگه هم بود.
I'll tell you what I believe.
من ایمان دارم.
Yeah, I'm convinced the 12th apostle is Paul.
من ایمان دارم رسول دوازدهم پولس.
Yeah, and you have others who say, oh no, it's Matthias.
میگن ماتیاس.
Yeah, because this is actually the apostle.
رسولان وقتی یکیشون کشته میشن.
The apostle themselves chose.
11 تاشون خودشون متیاس رو انتخاب کردن.
I just want to read that the part.
اون که زمانی که رأی میگیرن از متیاس رو براتون بخونم. اعمال رسولان فصل 1.
And start reading from verse 20.
آیه 20 رو بخونید.
Yeah, for it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take.
زیرا در کتاب مزامیر مکتوب است که خانه او خراب بشود و هیچ کس در آن مسکن نگیرد و نظارتش را دیگری بگیرد.
Yeah, this is Peter talking.
Petrus داره
صحبت. Actually, go a couple of verses before you will see that.
So
Peter knew about this prophecy.
Petrus این نبوت.
Yeah, they had recognized, hey, Judas wasn't traitor.
که یهودا اون کسی بوده که مسیح موعود.
Somebody else needs to take his place because that was prophesied.
نبوتی که کرده بوده داوود یه نفر دیگه باید جایش رو بگیره.
So they decided to take it upon themselves.
خودشون با مسئولیت خودشون.
Or to find this 12th apostle.
انتخاب کنن و 12th رو برد بگذارن.
And they even come up with the requirements for the person.
خودشون هم برای خودشون قانون گذاشتن که 12th چی باید باشه.
Read verses 21 to 25, 26.
26 رو بخونید.
Wherefore of these men which have accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John unto that same day when he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us for his of his resurrection. And they appointed to Joseph, called Barsabbas, whose surname Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, shew whether of these two thou hast chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles.
اکنون می باید از آن مردمانی که همراهان ما بودند در تمام آن مدتی که عیسی خداوند با ما آمد و رفت می کرد از زمان تعمید یحیی تا روزی که از نزد ما بالا برده شد یکی از ایشان با ما شاهد رستاخیز او بشود آنگاه دو نفر یعنی یوسف به نام برسیا که به یودوس ملقب بود و متیاس را برپا داشتند و دعا کرده گفتند تو ای خداوند که آگاه بر قلب‌های همه هستی نشان بده کدام یک از این دو را برگزیده ای تا قسمت این خدمت و رسالت را بیاورد که یهودا از آن باز افتاده و مکان خود پیوست پس قرعه به نام ایشان افکنده و قرعه به نام متیاس برآمد و در شمار 11 رسول درآمد
Yeah, so we see here that they end up choosing Matthias. Yeah, and that he's added to the 12 as a replacement for Judas.
Now, you
might say, why do I think it's Paul instead of Matthias?
Didn't they
choose Matthias?
The
problem with Matthias is that it doesn't line up what we see in the New Testament.
اون چیزی که خداوند بهمون گفته نمیبینیم.
We have Paul, who is called an apostle.
که رسول خونده میشه.
Where Paul is actually the main character. In the New Testament, reaching the world with the gospel, where Paul is writing most of the letters in the New Testament, and also where Paul is actually specifically called by Jesus.
Yeah.
What is happening in Acts 1?
Yeah.
First you need to know who's talking.
بدونیم که کی داره صحبت میکنه.
Yeah, because if it's the author,
اگر نویسنده باشه.
Yeah. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, moved by the Holy Ghost,
اگر
yeah.
نویسنده که لمس then, روح القدس روشه و خداوند بهش کلام رو داده.
Then that's what it is.
بنویسه پس خداوند گفته و لمس خداست.
That's always correct. It's God's word.
همیشه جایی که کلام خداوند میدمه و به کسی داده میشه کلام خداست که تنظیره.
It is Peter speaking.
رسولان حرف پتروس رو داره اعلام میکنه.
Yeah, so
نه حرف
it is recorded what Peter had
نوشته
said.
نوشته شده کاری که پتروس کرده و نوشته شده تصمیمی رو که پتروس
کرده. And we see that they come up with some qualifiers.
ما پتروس خودش یه قانونی میذاره.
Oh, this guy had to be with us all the time and things like that.
باید از اول تا آخرش با ما باشه، همه اینا رو دیده باشه.
And they end up choosing two names.
دو نفر انتخاب میکنن که روز اول تا روز آخر باشون بوده.
And they kind of draw a stick which is a long one or throw a dice.
نمیدونم یه تاس انداخته، یه تاس انداختن، هر
چی شد. And that's how they end up choosing this 12th apostle.
یه جوری انتخاب کردن و متیوس رو متیاس رو اینجوری با قرعه انتخابش.
And guy would just not show up anymore in the New Testament.
کسی که یک بار نامش اومده و تموم شده اونم تو اعمال رسولانه.
Are they bad because I did this?
آیا آدم‌های بدی بودن که تصمیم گرفتن متیاس رو رسول انتخاب کنن؟
I just believe that they took up the matters in their own hands.
من قبول دارم که شاگردان عیسی مسیح مسئولیت رو به دست خودشون گرفتن. کاری که مسئولیتشون با اونها نبود.
And selecting the wrong guy.
و یه اشتباه نفری رو انتخاب کردن. عجله کردن به اون 12
I think the real one.
اون دوازده واقعی که عیسی میخواست انتخاب کنه. اون دوازدهمی که مزمور و نبوتش رو تکمیل میکنه و همه صفات‌های نبوت رو داره.
This is the one that Jesus personally chose a little bit later.
یه مقدار دیرتر با صدای خودش صدا.
And who was used by God in a great way.
و همون کسی است که خداوند کارهای بزرگ و عظیمی رو از طریق او برای کل دنیا انجام
میده.
و نام پولس
yeah, so Paul, in my opinion, is the 12th apostle.
به نظر من پولس رسول دوازدهم خوانده شده از عیسی مسیح بوده نه متیاس.
It's not so important.
خیلی مهم نیست.
But because the Bible talks about the 12 foundations and the end of the Bible of the New Jerusalem.
And the names 12 تا ستون بنیادی خواهد بود که
and the names of the apostles written on it.
12 نام رسولان خواهد بود که کلیسا روش بنا خواهد شد.
I believe one of those foundations has Paul written on it.
اون ستون ها نام پولس روش نوشته شده.
Now go back to Luke 6.
لوقا فصل 6 رو باز کنید.
And now we're going to go into the sermon.
موعظه ای رو که
that is in the plain.
در اون زمین صاف و هموار
read verses 17 till 19. And he came down with them and stood in the plain and the company of his disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon. Which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and he healed them all.
و کسانی که از ارواح پلید معذب بودند شفا یافتند و تمام آن گروه می‌خواستند او را لمس کنند زیرا قوتی از وی صادر شده همه را شفا می‌بخشد.
Now in the next verses, Jesus will start teaching, giving a sermon, and it will sound a lot like what we see in Matthew 5-7, where we have a sermon that we often call the Sermon on the Mount. And because it looks alike, a lot of people think that this is the same sermon.
And
just the same occasion, same sermon. But that's not the case. Yeah, because it says that Jesus stood in the plain.
Yeah,
the plain is not a mountain. Yeah, so there are similarities. But there are also differences.
Yeah,
because this is a sermon that is preached on another occasion, in a different location. Yeah, it's like Jesus is having a layout that he's using to preach something and he's using it twice.
اون موضوع دو بار استفاده میکنه و در
موردش highlights some different things.
و هر زمانی که در مورد اون موضوع صحبت میکنه، هر کدومش یه جزئیات مخصوص خودشو در اون روز اعلام میکنه برای اون صحبت.
So it's not the same sermon.
موضعش یکی نبوده. دو تا موضوع متفاوته.
When we're going to read this, you will see that what Jesus is saying is counterintuitive. He's making statements that if you listen to them directly on first glance, they don't sound right. Yeah, you would expect the opposite. Yeah, but that's because we often look from a worldly perspective to these things. Yeah, but of course God looks differently to things than me and you. Jesus looks through spiritual eyes. And of course, Jesus is right in what he says.
همیشه نگاهش و حرفش درست‌تر از نگاه ماست.
Yeah, he will give four statements.
چهار تا نکته رو عیسی اعلام
می‌کنه. That will start with blessed ye be or blessed are.
برکت بر شما داره. برکت بر شما، برکت بر اونایی که هستن.
And then he will give four statements.
بعد چهار تا جمله رو تایید می‌کنه.
That start with woe.
و بعد میگه وای بر شما، وای بر آنها، وای اعلام خطر، اعلام.
Yeah, and we'll see that they all direct they all lay together and
هر چهار تاشون به هم ربط
داره. That these four statements have four counterparts.
چهار تا نکته ای که باعث برکت، چهار تا
Let's look at the first one.
اولیش نگاه
کنید. Read Luke 6:20. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, "Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God."
پس نظر خود را به شاگردان خویش افکند و گفت: خوشا به حال شما ای فقیران، زیرا ملکوت خدا از آن شماست.
Yeah, so blessed be ye poor.
خوش به حال شما ای فقیران.
Yeah, if you are a person who is poor, consider yourself blessed.
خودتون رو برکتدار بدونید. خوش به حالتون.
And you can look at this and wonder.
همیشه نگاه کنید ببینید چه خوش به حالی داره برای فقیر بودن. چه خوش به حالی
وجود داره. It's better not to be poor.
بهتر نیست فقیر نباشی.
It's better not to have needs.
بهتر نیست نیازمند نباشی.
If you're poor, you might be thinking, I wish I was rich.
اگر فقیر بودین شاید بگین کاشکی من.
That would solve a lot of problems.
اون موقع میتونستم خیلی مشکلات رو حل کنم.
Jesus says,
"Blessed
be ye poor."
برکت بر شما فقیران.
Now, just to be clear,
خیلی روشن بهتون بگم.
If you are poor because you are a lazy person,
اگر فقیرین چون تنبلین.
Yeah, because you are some addict.
چون معتادین فقیرین، چون مستین فقیرین.
Yeah. That's not what we talk about here.
این در مورد این فقر صحبت نمی‌کنه.
Then it doesn't hold that you are blessed.
برکت و اون خوشبحالی رو برای شما نداره.
If you're a person that works hard every day.
اما کسی که همیشه دارین تلاشتون رو میکنید.
An honest person.
هر روز کار میکنید.
You don't steal and cheat.
صادقین، نه دزدی میکنید، نه سر کسی رو کلا میذارید.
You just try to provide for your family doing an honest job.
هر روز دارین صادقانه برای خانواده‌تون نیازاشو میخواین برآورده کنید.
But you struggle to make ends
meet. اما امروز مشکل دارین و نمیتونین نیاز خانواده‌تو برآورده کنین. نمیتونین یه قدم جلوتر بروید. با همه تلاشایی که کردین.
Don't worry about it.
عیسی مسیح میگه نگران نباش.
Blessed are
خوش به حال شماست که فقیرید. چون خداوند برکت خواهد داد
بهتون.
برکتی به شما خواهد داد با اون فقری که در
اون هستید. What's the blessing that is attached to
برکتی
being poor?
رفت داره.
That says, blessed be you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God.
ملکوت خداوند مال شماست.
Now, what does that mean?
یعنی چی ملکوت خداوند
مال شماست? It means that you will have more poor people in heaven than rich people.
ملکوت خداوند فقیرای بیشتری رو خواهیم داشت تا ثروتمند.
Yeah, so in heaven you will have a lot of people who were physically poor on this earth.
زمین وقتی به آسمان وقتی رفتیم تو بهشت.
Who are now in heaven.
خیلی کسا رو می‌بینیم که از لحاظ جسمانی توی دنیا فقیر بودن اما امروز به ملکوت خداوند رسیدن.
Yeah, that's because
چرا؟
Poor people.
چون فقیرا.
Yeah, not always, but in general.
نه همیشه معمولاً کسایی که فقیرن.
More receptive to the things of God.
بیشتر قلبشون نرمه به حضور خدا.
That's why theirs is the kingdom of God.
برای ملکوت خداوند مال اونهاست.
And if you go so out soul winning.
وقتی میری برای بشارت بیرون با بقیه صحبت می‌کنی.
You will notice that.
می‌فهمی کسی که مشکل داره.
And of course in general we reach out to a group that is fairly poor in general.
تو دنیایی داریم بشارت میدیم که مکانی هستیم که کسایی که از لحاظ مالی امروز مشکل دارن.
And mostly there are people will listen. They will talk with you. They will listen to you. They're interested.
که وای میستن، وقت میذارن، کلام خدا رو میشنون، گوش میدن به شما و قلبشون بازه.
While if you have rich people
اما وقتی میری پلیس ثروتمندا صحبت کنی
they will be very quick to say no
خیلی سری درو میبندن
we're not interested
برات مرام مهم نیست با طرف بزنم
yeah go to Matthew 19
متا 19 رو باز کنید
Matthew 19 and read verses 23 to 26
آیه 23 تا 26 رو بخونید
then said Jesus unto his disciples verily I say unto you that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, Who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
عیسی به شاگردان خود گفت هر آینه به شما میگویم که شخص ثروتمند به ملکوت آسمان به دشواری داخل میشود و باز شما را میگویم که گذشتن شتر از سوراخ و سوزن آسانتر است از دخول شخص ثروتمند در ملکوت خداوند شاگردان چون شنیدند بی اندازه متحیر گشته گفتند پس که میتواند نجات یابد عیسی متوجه ایشان شده گفت نزد انسان این غیر ممکن است اما نزد خدا همه چیز ممکن است.
Is it possible for a rich man to go to heaven?
آیا ممکنه ثروتمند به بهشت بره؟
Yes, it's possible.
بله ممکنه.
Yeah, there will be rich people in heaven.
بله ثروتمندی هم روی زمین خواهد بود.
But it will not be many.
اما زیاد نیست.
It says hardly enters a rich man into the kingdom of heaven.
خیلی سخت میشه یک
ثروتمند وارد ملکوت. This is a rare thing to happen.
خیلی به نظر راحت نیست اتفاق بیفته.
If that happens, it is something special.
اگر اتفاق افتاد یه چیز مخصوصی
Yeah, because in general, rich people are not open to the things of God.
قلبشون برای خواست خداوند باز.
It is the poor, the needy,
فقیر نیازمند
that will recognize that besides physical needs, they also have spiritual needs.
نیازهای جسمانیشون و نیازهای فیزیکیشون یکی هر دو تاش هست.
Now go to Luke 6 and skip to verse 24.
لوقا فصل 6 بریم به آیه
24. Where you have the counter statement.
که تضاد این خوشابه‌حال رو داره.
But woe unto you that are rich. For ye have received your consolation.
اما وای بر شما ای ثروتمندان زیرا که تسلی خود را یافته اید.
Yeah, this is a warning to the rich.
اعلام خطر برای اون ثروتمندان.
Yeah. Why is there a warning?
چرا اعلام خطر؟
They say, hey, for you have received your consolation. You have received your comfort.
شما اون پاداش خودتون رو گرفتید.
Yeah, the problem with rich people is that they don't have need of anything.
چون تای قلبشون به هیچ احتیاج نداره.
You come to them telling they have a problem.
میری بهشون میگی که احتیاج به کمک
داری. That they are need of a savior.
نیازمند نجات دهنده.
They're not interested. They think they're okay.
مهم نیست چون فکر میکنن همه چی با قدرت خودشون به دست آوردن.
Go to Revelation 3.
مکاشفه فصل 3.
Yeah, where we have Jesus giving these personalized messages to these seven churches.
پیام خیلی مخصوص رو میده به این هفت کلیسا.
And listen to what he has to say to the church of the Laodiceans.
به کتاب به کلیسای where is that?
17 and 18. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see.
زیرا میگویی ثروتمند هستم و ثروت اندوختم و به هیچ چیز محتاج نیستم و نمیدانی که تو مستمند و رقتبار و فقیر و پور و اوریان هستی تو را نصیحت میکنم که طلای خالص شده و آتش را از من بخری تا ثروتمند شوی و لباس سفید را تا پوشانیده شوی و ننگ اوریانی تو ظاهر نشود و سرمه را تا به چشمان خود کشیده
Yeah, so woe unto you that are rich.
وای بر شما که ثروتمندین.
You say you're rich.
میگین ثروتمندی.
You're increased in goods.
شما به نظرتون میاد آدم خیلی خوبی هستی.
Yeah, you think you have need of nothing.
فکر میکنی به هیچ چی نیاز نداری.
Because that's what I'm thinking.
They
didn't know in what state they really were.
Yeah.
Is it wrong to be rich? No, because we have many examples of men of God being rich in the Bible. Yeah, but here's the warning. Do not think that because you are rich, because you have things, you don't have needs.
نیاز دیگه نداره.
Yeah, the problem is not the fact that somebody is rich.
مشکل ثروت نیست.
He has these things.
مشکل داشتن این چیزها نیست.
The problem is that richness often comes with an attitude.
ثروت یه رفتاری رو توی انسان تاثیر
میذاره. Of thinking that they don't need God.
که فکر میکنه به جایی برسه که دیگه به خداوند نیاز نداره.
Yeah, if you're sitting here that you're poor.
اینجا نشستی و امروز فقیری.
And that's most of us. We are not rich.
خیلی ثروتمند نیستیم مشکل.
Yeah, don't worry. There's a blessing in that.
برکتی هم هست در اون. ملکوت خداوند مال هممونه.
If you're rich and you're sitting here.
اما اگه ثروتمندی و اینجا نشستی.
Maybe not now, maybe in future. God will give you things.
یا شاید آینده ثروتمند بشین و امروز ثروتمند نیستی.
Here's a warning.
یه اعلام خطر دارم.
Make sure you do not forget.
مراقب باشید که هیچ وقت فراموش نکنید به خداوند نیازمندید.
Yeah. Now I want everybody to do well in this year.
I
would love to see everybody to own their own stuff, their house, things like that. Yeah, I would readily pray for that. Yet with the following limitation. That it wouldn't draw you away from Christ. Now, Proverbs 30. Proverbs 30, 8 and 9. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee, and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain.
بتالت و دروغ را از من دور کن، نه فر رمزه نه ثروت، بلکه به نانی که نصیب هست مرا بپرور. مبادا سیر گشته تو را انکار کنم و بگویم خداوند کیست، یا فقیر گشته دزدی کنم و نام خدای خویش را بی حرمت سازم.
Yeah, I don't have less, so I'm tempted to steal
فقیر باشم که به
دزدم
که به خداوند نااحترامی کنم.
But I also don't have too much.
اما نمیخوام زیادی هم داشته
باشم. So I will deny God. I will walk away from him.
از خداوند دور شم.
Yeah, money itself is not evil.
پول
Yeah, the Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil.
عشق پول پرستی.
Yeah, we should never make it a goal in our life to become rich.
زندگیمون نباید عشق به پول و ثروتمند شدن هدفش باشه.
Yeah, you live for God. You do what is right in His eyes.
در نگاه خداوند همه کارها رو درست انجام بدید و بقیه رو به دستای او بسپارید.
Yes, we can pray for things to improve.
میتونیم دعا کنیم شرایطمون بهتر شه، موقعیت‌های بهتری.
But then also pray that doesn't give more than you can handle.
که هیچ وقت بیشتر از اون چی که میتونید تحمل کنید بهتون نده.
Blessed are the poor.
برکت بر اونهایی که
فقیرن. But then Jesus gives a warning to the rich.
و عیسی مسیح یه اعلام خطر میکنه برای ثروتمندان.
Think of it. For some people, their poverty actually brought them to Christ.
بعضی
it resulted in salvation.
اونها رو به جایی رسونده که عیسی رو پیدا کنن و اون نیازشون باعث پیدا کردن خداوند شده، بیداریشون شده.
If God wouldn't have allowed that in your life.
اگر خداوند
If God would have given you riches.
ثروت رو به داده بود، شاید هیچ وقت پیداش نمی‌کردی.
You might never have gotten saved.
شاید
you might have blinded.
خدا رو دنبالش نمیگشتی. شاید همیشه کور می‌بودی و دنبال حقیقت خدا نبودی.
Yeah. Matthew 6.
متی فصل
16:26. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? But what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
16:26.
زیرا شخص را چه سود دارد که تمام دنیا را ببرد و جان خود را ببازد، یا اینکه آدمی چه چیز را در عوض جان خود خواهد داد؟
Yeah, but all the riches in the world.
تمام ثروت‌های دنیا.
Yeah, you cannot buy your soul.
جانت را نمی‌خری.
Your eternal soul. Yeah, that's eternity you're talking about.
با هیچ پولی نمی‌خری.
And for some people, it might be better.
شاید بهتر باشه.
To remain in poverty.
بهتر باشه که تو فقر بمونن.
Because if you wouldn't have been in that situation.
چون اون فقر نه اگر تو اون شرایط نباشه.
For some of you it might be that you would walk away from God.
خود باعث میشه که خدا دوست.
Yeah, you would increase in goods.
اگر ثروتتون بالا بشه، محبتتون به خداوند فرق
میکنه. Oh, but I have this goal in my life.
هدف زندگی اینه.
I want to be rich.
میخوام ثروت پیدا کنم.
I want to be wealthy.
میخوام ثروت زیاد.
I want to have a nice house, a nice car.
خونه قشنگ، ماشین قشنگ، همه چی داشته باشم.
I've heard it many times.
بارها و بارها این موضوع رو شنیدم.
Jesus says, woe unto you.
عیسی مسیح میگه warning, alert. شما.
Yeah, you might ruin your life here on earth.
تو زندگیتون روی زمین همینجوری خرابش میکنین به خاطر ثروتتون.
Read 1 Timothy 6:10.
اول تیموتائوس فصل 6 آیه 10.
The love of money is the root of all evil. Yeah, the love of money is the root of all evil. Which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
6.
First Timothy 6 then.
زیرا که پول دوستی ریشه همه بدی هاست که بعضی چو در پی آن میکوشیدن از ایمان گمراه گشته خود را به قصه های فراوان مجروح کرد.
Yeah, riches can cause people, Christians,
شاید مسیحی ها رو به جایی برسونه
to err from the faith.
To
walk away from God.
از خداوند دور شن.
And they will pierce themselves through with many sorrows, it says.
و تو زندگیشون پر از بلاها و سختی ها
وارد بشن. Blessed be ye poor,
برکت بر اون فقیران
for yours is the kingdom of God.
که ملکوت خداوند مال شماست.